Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a
home day.
Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good.
Andy Parker on this
beautiful, beautiful Wednesday as we're halfway through the weekend.
It is a beautiful morning
it
out there.
Very, very nice morning. Still didn't make up his mind because I needed to be shorts in the morning.
It's a little cool. Yeah, a little cool out there.
Yeah,
this
a little
morning.
Bit, man. But yeah, it's all good. Long night. You know, you got a poopy baby and a poopy puppy. They were taking turns on me last night.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Trey.
I think Nico drinking the pool water. Nico pooping all over the house. Then you got Bash having like just blowout. I'm like, hold on,
the blowouts.
Dude.
Nothing worse.
Yeah, man, it's been rough. It was rough. I was up all night, man. But obviously, that helped me stay up and watch the game too.
Yeah,
because that was a great basketball. We'll talk about it in a minute. But the other game, if Ja doesn't get hurt, Memphis wins that game.
I think that's right.
Because they were getting rolled. Yes.
And then they started playing some better defense, and Ja got it rolling. And I mean, what a fun finish! It sucks that they couldn't get the ball in.
It'd be nice if they had a veteran coach on the sideline. Steph Curry guarding the inbound. It wasn't a 7-foot guy guarding the inbound. Steph Curry guarding the inbound.
You know who loved that play more than anything? Taylor Jenkins.
Oh yeah,
he's. I'm like, yep. I had a play for that.
What's my one of my favorite movies?
I had that inbound
is,
play.
North Dallas 40. With Nick Nolte, you remember when they bench him for the other receiver? Yeah. He said, "On the bench, drop it."
Yeah. No, dude, Taylor Jenkins was at home last night with a Steph jersey on.
Oh, yeah.
He had a Golden State hat, and when they got 5-second violation on the sideline with the game on the line, he was like, "Yeah, see, I guess it was me." For people that don't know, Taylor Jenkins is the coach of the Grizzlies that got fired 3 weeks ago.
Yes,
but a great game, like a really, really good basketball game. Desmond Bane had 30 for the Grizzlies. Obviously, the story for the Golden State Warriors since the trade deadline and last night is Jimmy Butler.
Yes.
Dude had 38 points and did absolutely everything.
I mean, he's just first three though.
He's like a handyman. He fixes everything you need. Like, oh, you need a little defense right now? Great. Oh, okay, we're going to do a little pick and roll. I got that. I can set the pick or roll, whatever you want me to do. You need to clean up the offensive glass because Draymond's missing layups? Gotcha. You need me to make some shots? All right. You want me to lock up Ja in the fourth quarter? Okay. Like, it's an incredible Swiss Army knife of a player to have on a team that has all of the playoff pedigree you could want from a star player and Draymond and Kerr and all that, and then a lot of young guys around him. But – yeah, man.
I'll tell you
they both were playing like they didn't want to play the Thunder, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they both want. But I'll tell you this. And all that. Steve Kerr in that offense and how they run plays. The one play when Steph got the corner three, Jimmy's at the top. He throws it to Draymond. Steph comes off. I mean.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And just how the offense is structured, how Steve Kerr draws up plays and everything to get Steph those shots. Because everybody knows Steph's shooting. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they said this man ran 3 miles yesterday.
I bet he did.
There were plays that were dead.
And
three
then
miles.
He ran the baseline, came off a pick, and just got it up right before the shot got expired and made the shot. The thing about Jimmy Butler you got to give credit for is, like, to adapt to that offense that's been together for that long and fit in so seamlessly. That dude's a smart basketball player, man. And now it's his time of year. Like, playoff Jimmy showed up last night.
Damn sure did.
So, good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck rest of the NBA, because it seems like those guys are pretty good. The Braves lost, but the good news is Spencer Strider is going to pitch in like 2 hours.
Yeah, man.
So we'll just turn the page to the positive.
Day football. I mean, day football. Day baseball.
Day baseball.
Up there in Toronto.
Day baseball in Toronto.
Things like that. Yeah, they got peppered around. You know, Spencer, Swellenbach.
They missed your spots.
Yeah, they got a
missed
they,
a couple
they
spots.
Got after him yesterday. But it was good to see, you know, Austin Riley is still having a hot bat early on. But, yeah, I think that was the biggest thing. They got to him early. Just couldn't rebound and bounce back. And it wasn't a blowout or nothing like that. Race
well,
scored three runs.
It sucks. The Braves just hit their home runs with no one on base.
And that's the thing.
And the Blue Jays had guys on base when they hit their home runs. I mean, the Braves hit more home runs than the Blue Jays did. They just didn't have anybody on when they did it. But again, they can win the series today, and Spencer Strider's coming back, and we'll talk to Grant McCauley about that in about an hour and a half. But, I mean, come on, you know. I mean, I think we've delayed it not long enough, right?
Yeah.
We got to talk about disaster of a performance last night by the Atlanta Hawks.
They got bullied.
That's the right word for it.
Yeah, they got bullied last night.
They did.
I mean, I was trying to count it. How many and ones did Orlando had? It seemed like every time they were – it just seemed like – And one. Trey wasn't efficient.
No.
Got ejected. Their energy that they played with defensively. It was a kid, Black.
Oh,
was
his
name Black?
Yeah, Anthony Black.
Yeah, Anthony Black, how he was like I don't know what happened. Like he bumps Trey. Mm-hmm. Trey tries to say something.
Oh, that was that Cole Anthony or Anthony Black?
I think it's Black.
Okay.
I think it's Black. And so then you look at just their defense and then Cole Anthony. Like what we talked about yesterday. We talked about Vaquero. He didn't have a great game last night.
No, he didn't play well at all.
Okay.
He was passing the ball decently, but he didn't play well at all.
The energy that Anthony brings, he's like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. What the hell's going on? We didn't anticipate this guy going off. But overall, the Hawks got bullied yesterday. And it was crazy because every time, like, the defense that they were playing, the switching, I saw the one late in the stretch, because every time they got within 10, Orlando came in a big bucket. And then, you know, when they were trying to do the switching and everything, Vaquero switches on the Trey and not moving. Big-ass dude in front of Trey just moving his feet. And then Trey's got to pass the ball off with 3 seconds left. Well, there's no other play. When Yang was – goodness gracious, man.
Yeah,
let him just stand and shoot.
Yeah, no, there's guys on the Hawks team that can only do one thing.
Did you see the one where – I don't know if it was a lob, but the dude just stood flat feet and blocked him?
Yeah.
Like
– yeah, man.
Like he caught it and then tried to do a running layup?
Yeah.
Like –
well, he did a spinning, hook.
Yes.
ISO.
Yes.
I mean, that can't have been the design.
No.
That can't have been the design.
They got to get into their offense earlier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
They
but
get
it's
into
hard.
It earlier.
It's hard when the other team's scoring so efficiently.
I get it.
And they're able to get back. The Magic beat the Hawks at every possible way the Hawks couldn't be beat last night. They not only got them to play half court on offense, which the Hawks do not want to do.
We talked about it yesterday.
They do not want to do that, especially against that defense. They just don't have the size or the physicality to play in the half court against what Orlando does defensively. But they would get stops in the half court, and then they would run. So the Hawks not only got beat in the half court by Orlando, they also got beat on the fast break by Orlando because Orlando got out and ran the basketball after they would get those stops in the half court. And look, like there's kind of two stories of it, and we'll get to the Trey ejection part of it because that's part of it. Like that's a big part of what happened last night, and maybe even sort of a bigger picture than that. It can't be that easy for a team to say, oh, okay, these guys just kind of aren't very tough. We'll just be physical with them, and they won't have a chance. It cannot be that easy, but it was. That's all they had to do. They just bullied them and allowed them to raise my hand.
Going back to your point you just said, what makes you think they can't bully him? The Hawks?
Oh, right. Of course they can.
Yeah. Right. They knew that.
But you can't let that, you know what I mean? Like, that can't be who you are.
Oh, I agree with that.
Because when the playoffs come around.
That is who they are.
Sure.
Yeah. That is who they are. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they're not tough. They just don't have that in them. Mm-hmm. And they don't have the bodies to have it either. Hawks aren't a big basketball team. They're not. They're just not a big basketball team. And so, you know, when you look at it from that standpoint, we talked about who can succeed playing whose game more. Mm-hmm. You know,
the Magic played both. Magic succeeded at their style and the Hawks' style.
Because they were, like you said, they were in that situation where we talk about desperation, the ability to know that we are better than this team. The Magic are better than the Hawks.
Without
we talk about the
play-in question.
And all that stuff. They're just a better team, and it's something we talked about this team all year. They lose. I mean, yeah, the record, we talk about the record against Cleveland and Boston, that ain't going to make no difference. They should beat the winner of Chicago and Atlanta on Friday. I'm going to say Chicago and Miami on Friday.
Yeah,
they should.
We'll see.
We'll see, exactly.
Chicago's playing some pretty good basketball.
We'll see how that goes. But, yeah, I mean, they played against a much bigger, physical, talented guy who's main dudes who we talked about didn't have it going, but then you got guys off the bench. Black, 16 points. You got Cole Anthony, who goes just bonkers. Just everything he threw up went in.
Yeah, you're not going to have a lot of Cole Anthony games like that.
Everything he threw up went in.
But still, it did. And again, you know, there's all these little factors that play into games like this that are much must-win, playoff-type games where, look, Orlando had the home court, so their role players are likely going to have better games. They did. It was hard going into yesterday, and so much of the conversation that not only we had, but we had Conti on and, you know, listening to other folks talk about it. It's like, you need to have big games from LeVert and Niang. And all right, man, like if that, no offense to those guys, like right. Obviously they're factors in the puzzle that is the Hawks. But like, if that's what you're relying on in a must win game, especially on the road, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're probably going to get blown out. Mm-hmm. And they did. And then there's other parts of it, too, where, like, give the Hawks credit. They were getting smoked in the first half.
They fought back.
And they found a little bit of a way to get back in it at the end of the half and played pretty well in the third quarter. I'm not going to say great. Orlando missed a lot of shots that they were making the rest of the game, but whatever. They were missing those shots. And part of it was, and like, this is not something I expected to say, but, like, if you're just talking about what individual guys were asked to do last night in terms of what their role was, I don't know that there was an individual who did what he was asked to do better than Mo Gay. Like, Mo Gay played great last night.
He was good.
He defended Banchero and made him uncomfortable. Banchero had 17 points.
Mm-hmm.
And Mo Gay, I mean, whatever. He's 5 for 5 from the floor because he catches lobs and all that. But, like, he was effective when he was on the floor. And they cut it to 6 going into the fourth quarter. And then they come out of the fourth quarter with Dominic Barlow and George Niang on the floor.
And that's the thing.
And you can't.
Why?
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 Why
would you put that?
It's a must win. Not
why?
Must win because you have another, but you know
but
what I mean?
Why
like, it's
put those guys. They don't play no defense.
None.
None whatsoever.
Those guys can't guard
are you trying,
anybody.
Is Coach Quinn looking at it from a standpoint where, we didn't, like you said, we cut to 6. Let's see if we can get this offense going better. Let's see if we can space the floor more. I don't know.
I don't know how you can, and again, like, this sounds so ridiculous. And this is also a bigger commentary on where this team is and how far away they are. But, like, how can you take Mo Gay off the floor to start the fourth quarter?
Yep.
Again, I feel crazy saying, like, it's more talking about Muhammad Gay right now, okay? Like, he's a fine player. He seems like he might develop into something, but he was having an effective night last night defending Paolo Banchero, who no one else on the team can guard.
Right.
There's not another guy on the team that can guard him. Dyson Daniels' defense is ineffective against the Orlando Magic because their two best players are bigger than him, right? They're just big, bully, like, forwards, essentially. Like, he cannot guard those guys. So you were able to find something with Mo Gay, and he was doing a good job of it, and then you left him off the court to start the quarter, and the game was over by the time he got back in there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, that's a Coach Quinn question for me. Like, why would you do that? Why was that the
decision? I can only
decision?
Think he wanted to get more offense. That's the only thing I can think of.
They scored 22 in the fourth.
That's what I'm saying. There's no,
didn't
not,
work.
Or let's give him a different look. How about that? Yeah.
Yeah, but the different look had you down by 20 in the first half.
I'm trying to like, say, hey, man, I can't understand that either.
I don't get it.
You know, I mean,
they scored 41 in the fourth quarter. The Orlando Magic scored 41 in the fourth quarter.
I mean, if you watch
and a big part of it is because you started with the worst possible defense.
If you watched the fourth quarter, you saw that. They didn't miss.
They did
and they
not
got
miss.
To the rack. They got to the whole, Andy, they got anything they wanted offensively.
The other thing is this. Basketball's just going to get more physical in the playoffs.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Orlando's already a physical team. The style of play is going to benefit them because you're allowed to be more physical. They can be. They can sort of thrive in that environment. But this is now, I mean, this is a pretty significant trend where when games are important and other teams just say, hey, here's what we need to do. Let's just be physical with Trey.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, he's going to break. And he broke last night.
Yeah,
we got to go. We got to break right now. We can come back on the other side and talk about that in what's trending. But, like, it can't be that easy to take your best player out of it.
Well,
and they broke him.
You think about the frustration.
And he had a tantrum.
The frustration.
And he got kicked out.
That he had. The frustration of that. Because you know how NBA, he wasn't getting calls. Wasn't getting calls.
He shot 12 free throws.
Dude, they were just frustrated. Like, that's what I said. Black was in your, you know what?
So be better than him. You know what I mean?
Sometimes size matters.
Yeah, it's true. Which is another bigger kind of thing. We'll come back to talk about Trey getting ejected after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So Trey gets the technical. I don't blame him. And now he's been thrown out of the game. Trey gets another technical and is thrown out of the game. 107-87, Hawks down by 20.
We're going to just shower early.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, we're out of here. Game's over.
Yeah,
there's about 4.5 minutes left. I got to start getting ready for Friday.
Yeah,
looking at tape of the Bulls or the Heat. I don't know. We've played them both 4 times, 2-2 against both of them. But go get ready for them. I don't blame him for the first one. Like he was getting. He's getting some physicality from the Orlando defense. He wasn't getting all of the calls for sure. He got some of them though. Like I can't sit here and be like, Trey shot 12 free throws last night. You know what I mean? Like that's a lot of free throws. They probably could have shot 20 given the physicality of the game, but it's also the playoffs and they're going to let some of that stuff go. And I think Orlando had the mentality of,
we'll take it.
They're not going to call everything.
Yep.
Like, and if we do it for long enough, it's been proven that he'll get frustrated. And at the end of it, he got frustrated.
Yeah.
I don't blame him for, and I don't like firing the ball at the ref, but like, I don't blame him for getting a tech off the first one just to kind of get some of the frustration out. The bad part is like, get the ball with your foot, and then you're like pump faking it at the ref, and you're doing all this crap. Like, I don't know. Like that part of it seemed, unnecessary.
Well, I think the thing with the frustration of a star player like him is when you're in that mode, because everything the losses and the especially the losses, they all come on you on Trey. We look at Trey when he loses a lot of times. You know, but that's the responsibility of being the face of the franchise.
Yeah, you're the star player.
Like, exactly. That's what I'm saying. And sometimes, I mean, you get to a point, and I can only speak from my outside view watching TV, maybe it's more to it than that. Like, damn, can somebody give me some help?
Sure.
Can somebody do something else?
He didn't get any help.
You know, and he would never say that publicly or anything like that, so I don't want to put it out there like he said this, but it could be a myriad of things, especially when you are the guy, and you rightfully so, and Trey takes responsibility for it, and he lives up to the moment more times than he doesn't, that when the chips are on the line, when we're in these moments like this, because it's a play-in game, but it's still a playoff-type atmosphere.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
They're going to officiate it the way that playoff games are officiated.
So, you know, whenever you're going through what he's going through, and he wasn't efficient offensively, can you – somebody give me some help? I think that was the biggest thing. And, you know, just the frustrating fact, these dudes were up in him yesterday.
Yep.
They really were. They weren't backing off a Trey. They were throwing bodies at him, bigger bodies, and they were, you know – They were just up in them. They really, really were. And you watch it, and I saw, you know, we talked about the Ben Carroll, the couple times he had Trey went on lock.
Yeah, it's a brick wall
lock,
in front of him.
On lock. And so that could be all that could add to frustrating. And then, like you said, not getting the calls, get the first tee, like, damn it, you know what, blah, 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 do it, kick the ball, fake the ball, let me get out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all that was frustration, and I'm assuming that some of it had a lot to do with the fact that he didn't get no help last night. Would you call it the biggest game of the year?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah,
definitely
the biggest game of the year. Yeah. You know, this is when superstars show up. And this is, Trace usually shows up in these games. He just didn't play well.
Yeah, that's an interesting conversation, though. Like, I think there was a time when Trey definitely did. And obviously everybody remembers the run in 21 and all that. And I think that the league has made an emphasis on – I mean, they changed the rule, and they had a whole panel on it and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
They made an emphasis on players that try to draw fouls to get to the free throw line. Now, some guys,
still
do it, and it doesn't get held against them or talked about.
I love Shea.
There isn't a star player in the NBA that doesn't do it.
Yes.
There is
they
not.
All do it.
They all do
but
it.
But that's what I'm saying. When you talk about these guys shooting 15, 16 free throws a game, you know, but for some reason – and. I don't know why it was tracing like they were singling out when this seemed like this rule came down. But, yeah, they still do it. Everybody does it.
What I'm saying, though, is since that has changed, in a lot of these big games, these teams have just said, we're just going to be as physical with them as possible. Sometimes we'll throw two at him, get the ball out of his hands. Sometimes we'll just throw one bigger defender at him and try to kind of push him around a little bit. They're not going to call all of it. He's going to get frustrated, and he just hasn't been as effective in these big moments as he used to be. Not is it because he can't get to the free throw line as well?
Probably.
It's because guys can't defend him. They can defend him more physically than they used to be able to defend him. But, like, you know, I mean, they haven't really played a playoff game now since 2 years ago against the Celtics, and he had a couple of good games in that series. But, like, the idea of kind of, like, playoff Trey, it's been a minute.
It's been?
Like, You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. The opportunity just hasn't been there because he hasn't been as good.
He had 28 last night. I get it.
He had 28 points last night.
But if you watch the game, like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. The efficiency that he had. But I thought a lot of times he was hunting for it, too, though.
He was
hunting for it.
And they're not going
to
call it.
And that's the thing. And that could be the other frustration part about it. You talked about it. He could have had 20 free throws last night.
Could have.
But at the same time, they weren't calling it. He was hunting them. I mean, usually when you're hunting it, the fouls are they're trying to get the shot in the and one. You miss the shot a lot of times, and they don't call the foul.
Almost always.
You know,
then you take a terrible shot goes off the backboard, and they're off
the rim, and they catch the rebound, and they're gone because one reason is you're looking at the referee like, where's the damn call? And
now
the
it's at least 5-on-4.
Yes, the game is gone, and you're still sitting back there looking at this guy and everything. And so you got to understand, and I know Trey does. You got to understand. Trey understands a part of the physicality of it. The frustration part, I think, a lot of it comes with, obviously, the no calls, but the no help. Like you said, when they were doubling, getting the ball, has nobody was doing anything with the ball. And then when he was trying to get past the bigger defender, they weren't moving.
Right.
And then you got to pass the ball over 3 seconds.
Right. And that's the issue they've had the whole Trey era. There just isn't another guy who you can give the ball to on the perimeter and have him create something, yeah, either for himself or for his teammates. Maybe Jalen Johnson is that guy if he's healthy, although that's still kind of my question mark with him. I think he's a really good player. I don't know that in the half court in a game like last night, you're giving him the ball on the wing and he's going and getting buckets. Maybe. I would like to know. He can be around at the end of a season sometime and we can find out, but I don't know that he has that game. Obviously, Reese Hoshea is not there physically yet. No, like he was a non-factor. I mean, they bullied him right out of that game. Dyson Daniels obviously doesn't have that kind of offensive game. So it's kind of backed, and this is why for me when we do the big picture, like was it a success, whatever, I'm always like, I don't know. Like there's individual guys that had successful developmental seasons, but the Hawks aren't any closer to the like really being good and competitive until they address the thing that they've always needed to address, which is have another star.
Yes.
Like a bona fide, and I'm not talking about like a guy who might be an, I'm talking about like another superstar who in a game like that last night when they're bullying Trey off the block can get the ball and take over and
they're
help.
Hoping that that's
Jalen. And
they
don't
they're
have
They're hoping
that.
That's Jalen. And that's what they tried to sell. That's what people are selling me. I'm like, you sure? Because that's what I keep getting sold, that they would not be in this position if Jalen was there, all his other things. Yeah. I'm like, we sure.
I'm
he was really good. He was playing well.
I'm not
going to
sure.
take that thing away from him, but you keep trying to sell me on this thing.
Not me.
You know?
You being them, right?
Yes.
Not me.
Trying to sell me on this.
Because I think like, Jalen's a nice player, but nice I also player. Don't think Jalen is solving what happened last night either.
But the extension he got, all these different things, he's supposed to be. Am I going too far ahead? Is that supposed to be his role? He's supposed to be the number two guy.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So if he's there, if he's here and he's healthy, are you able to run the offense through him? Because the offense is run through Trey.
Right. That's the question.
Yes, the offense is run through Trey.
That I don't know the answer to. Like he was showing signs of it. I think he's excellent at a lot of things. I still don't know that if you're in that game last night where Orlando has slowed it down to where you're getting in the half court and you have to have a bigger body guy on the perimeter that can create his own thing, if he's doing that. I don't know if he is.
No, but they need him. If they're not going to do anything this summer, he has to be.
Well, they need to do some stuff this summer too. Whether it's that type of guy or just some bigger guys down low, like
they have
you
get,
just can't
they
be in a game like
bigger.
They have to get bigger.
They got to get bigger around Trey.
They have to get bigger. They could also use some, like, I don't know.
Tough guys.
Some grown-ups.
Yeah.
Like, no offense to this roster. Some of these guys are young, developing guys and all that. But, like, they just don't. Like, who's the grown-up?
I know it's positionless basketball, they call it nowadays. But there are still bigs and forwards. And like, it seems like they only got one big.
I watched Orlando last night play some position basketball.
But I'm talking about to label positionless basketball because they try to do the all-NBA.
But when you get to the playoffs, you still have to have some guys that can.
How many true bigs do the Hawks have right now?
Okay. I'll go Okongwu.
One.
But that's a pretty small big.
But
he's not the biggest big, but yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Capella doesn't really play for him anymore.
No, he does not.
I mean, Mo Gay is pretty tall. Dominic Barlow, kind of. Yeah, they're not big.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're going to lose games to teams like this in this style of play during this time of year. They're going to get bullied. All right, what was the rebounding edge last night?
Hawks had 42 rebounds. Okay. The Magic had 54 rebounds.
54, okay. I mean, Hawks didn't shoot well. They were 4-21 from three-point line.
And that's the thing. Yeah. Is like we said this yesterday. Like, if the Hawks are going to win this basketball game, the way they're going to win it is Trey is going to penetrate the defense and kick to shooters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, four threes?
Yep.
I mean.
He kicked to them, all right.
They didn't even shoot that many, though. 21 is a pretty low attempt number for the Hawks on average in the season. Yeah, they couldn't play their game against the Magic. They want to get out and run. They want to get a bunch of shots up. They want to shoot from perimeter. Like, they want to get into a kind of an up-tempo game. And the Magic were like, nah, we're not going to do that. You guys are going to play us in the half court. And we're going to bully you guys. And then if you have the audacity to dump it down low.
To who?
Wendell Carter or Jonathan Isaac or Paolo Banchero or one of these other big-ass dudes we have. It's going to throw that blank into next week. Like, there was a couple times they tried to finish at the rim, the Hawks, and it was just
that.
Like,
is that the Wendell Carter?
Let's not do
is
that
again. The boy from North Carlina? Or
Duke.
Duke. Or the one
He's from
Chicago.
Here.
The one in Chicago, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They blocked his shot flat-footed.
They bullied him, man. Bullied him. Now they got to win. They got to win on Friday. Don't know who they're playing yet, but got to win on Friday to get into the playoffs. We'll come back. We haven't talked hardly any Braves. Great news is Spencer Strider is going to pitch today. Bad news is Spencer Schwellenbach got rocked yesterday. So we'll get to all that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bye, Puggy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle as we are a week and a day away from the first NFL draft. Yes, it is. It's right around the corner. So we'll talk a little NFL draft coming up in 20 minutes. Grant McCauley going to join us at 12:20, an hour earlier than normal because the Braves play a lot earlier than normal. Yeah, they first pitch just after 1 o'clock this afternoon. The rubber match of the series against the Toronto Blue Jays after they lose last night 6-3. The first Spencer, not great.
No.
Second Spencer goes today, though. Yes. We haven't seen him in over a year, so it's very exciting. Honestly, like the Braves' start to the season has been
frustrating,
not fun. It's been not enjoyable.
Yes.
But Spencer Strider coming back today is legitimately something to be excited about. Hopefully, he does well. But just the fact that he's back and we get to see him, and you know he's recovered from the injury and all that is really cool. If he pitches great, even better, because the Braves need the win so they can win the series and start clawing their way out of this hole that they've built for themselves. But that's all going on today. So we'll talk to Grant at 12:20.
I'm excited about Spencer. Obviously, all of us are because he's one of our favorite guys. And my man Bo, he has on the Strider shirt.
I forgot mine.
Yeah.
I meant to wear it. I mean, I would have. It was kind of hectic. Like, so I had my lawn had gotten terrible. It had gotten so bad. Like, I meant to do it, wanted to do it, hadn't had a chance. So I mowed the lawn this morning.
Really?
Which I've never done before.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, I got an hour and 15 minutes of time between when I drop the kids off and I have to be here. I had to go to like a little meeting this morning, which was fine. But I was like, I got time. I got time to do this. So I knocked it out, which was good. It got done. It looks nice. Didn't get to do all the details I like to do because I didn't have the time to do it. But got a little sweaty doing it because I was going fast and all that. And I usually, when I get all worked out, whatever, and sweaty, I need a little cool down time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have cool down time because I had to get here. So I took a very fast cold shower to try to cool it down.
This is good.
But I was like, well, I got to go to this meeting with people that are going to try to help me make some money. So I better wear something kind of nice. And this is what I came up with. We got jeans and a t-shirt, but I forgot about that t-shirt. In my rush of trying to get ready and look as nice as I could, I forgot to grab that one, but I was still kind of sweaty when I was getting ready, and I don't want to get my clothes all sweated up, so I just drove in my boxers and my AC blasting.
Well, I mean, you know.
So if you saw a guy driving down 75 this morning in just underwear, that was me.
I will always remember the damn day when you pulled up on me on this red light on Peachtree.
Yeah.
With no damn shirt on and the window down.
Well, you told me to. You dared me not to, I did.
I almost ran into the damn red light. I was laughing so damn hard. So
I had another time where I was the car and bike festival where we broadcast from sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what I had been doing, but it was the summer and it was hot. Yeah. And I had to get to the festival quickly for a certain time. And so I drove there with no shirt on, with the AC on, so I could put my 92.9 The Game shirt on when I got there.
Right.
And I pulled up and there was a couple salespeople that were there too. And I pulled up next to them. I didn't know they were there. And they were like, what are you doing with no shirt on?
Right.
I was like, well, I didn't want to get all sweated up.
Hey, man.
So it's something that I do sometimes.
I'm not a big no-shirt driving guy.
Well, you're also not. You don't have, like, a sweating
but
issue.
But I'm a pretty barefoot driving guy, though.
Oh,
like,
good.
I'll go, like, the corner store that's up the street from the house, I go there barefooted.
I like to drive barefoot. Yeah. I think it's illegal.
Really?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's technically against the law to drive barefooted.
I never do that.
Illegal to drive in slides.
Really?
No way.
Yeah.
Because that's what I always do.
I'll be arrested.
Or your foot gets hung in between the pedals.
Because that's what I always do is if I'm driving barefoot, I've got the slides kind of tucked back.
Really? Huh. I never knew that.
Do Birkenstocks count?
We over here just self-snitching, ain't we?
Well, I don't think they're going to pull us over for that.
We're over here self-snitching and everything.
They're going to retroactively all those times we did it. Well, all these tickets.
I wear slides every day. Uh-huh. I put my shoes on when I pull into the parking deck.
So you're breaking the law.
Yeah, I'm breaking the law every damn day.
Look at you.
Everybody's coming to get me.
Outlaw Randy McMichael.
Yeah. You know, if I don't have to wear shoes, I don't wear them. But that's a big time move to mow the lawn this morning. That's a big move. Because you know what I did this morning?
I didn't have time to do anything.
It's 4:20 and walking down 4:20 at the house.
Oh, I was going to say. No, it isn't.
And
it's 4:16.
I'm walking down the stairs and I'm like, oh, man, this dude. Nico has diarrhea. He threw up and everything. I'm like, okay. And I'm coming downstairs. I just smell it. So it's a big-ass cage. It's a big-ass crate.
Okay, at least it's contained.
Yes, it's a big-ass crate, Andy. Yeah. And you know the black thing that you got to slide out?
Yeah, yep.
You should have seen my ass this morning trying to slide this thing out and trying to turn it to get it out the door.
Right.
And usually.
And keep all that in there.
And yes. And usually, you know, the screen door would cooperate with me. It won't cooperate with me. I don't think I broke it because I tried to kick it with my foot.
Sure. Yeah.
So they had to. So, like,
the last thing you want to do is get bumped and spill.
And poop every damn where. So I got all that claim. I had to give him a damn bath at 4:45 this morning.
Ooh.
But yeah, it's been one of the mornings, dog.
Yeah.
So yeah, I ain't coming sweaty, but I ain't want to come in poopy.
Yeah, you don't want to be
a dog poopy.
The only thing worse than sweaty is poopy.
Yeah,
you don't want to be that.
It's one of the mornings, man.
Yeah, man.
One of the damn mornings.
All that to say, Spencer Strider is on the mound today.
I'm excited.
Which is good. Yeah. Spencer Schwellenbach was on the mound yesterday. Here's Brian Snitker talking about that.
Yeah. I told him when he came out, so as long as you feel good, we're going to do it again in 5 days. This is going to happen. You know, that's part of this whole thing is, but a lot of stuff is really good. But, you just miss location. And when you do that to these hitters, you're going to pay for it. And it's just one of those things that it happens. It happens to the best of them.
I love it's one of those things. I love the schnit. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think he's earned that.
Yes, he is.
Right?
Yes.
Like he's earned. That's like the most calm schnit we've heard. Because schnit, as even of a keel as he tends to keep, like
with young pitchers,
he's been pretty honest about how bad this is this year and how upsetting it is for a lot of the folks, including himself.
Andy.
Spencer Schwellenbach earned the calm, I think.
Andy, who was he talking about before the season? And I was like, damn, Snick ain't never been that honest. Was it Ian Anderson?
Yeah, when they got rid of him. He was like, well, he was bad.
I was like, yeah, you ain't next. Like, Snick really, like, on his, like, uncle sit by the tree with a beer. Snit.
Do you think it means more than just that? Like maybe Snit knows this is his last year.
It could be.
So it's just full honesty all the time.
And it could be. And we talk about this all this our whole show, and we talk about Snit and this team right here. Hell, he knew all these dudes. Most of these dudes were the same babies since they were pups. And so I think the comfortability that he has with a lot of and that they have with him. He ain't gonna go berate no damn body or nothing like that. But you can be honest if your ass stinks.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, you got to be true to your personality, and his personality, I think, is that of somebody who is a bit more calm, and that's kind of what baseball requires because it's a really long season and it is a lot of ups and downs and stuff like that. I would imagine he'll be honest with the guy if it needs to happen.
Right.
Like if a guy needs a talking to, or I don't know, if he feels like flipping a table is going to help, whatever team meeting, I don't know. They haven't gotten to that point yet. It feels like maybe close at some point. They haven't won back-to-back games all year so far this season. I know it's only 17 games in, but you'd think maybe they could string together a 2-game winning streak at some point. They haven't been able to do that yet. But yeah, I mean, look, Schwellenbach's a young pitcher.
He is.
He's going to have outings like that. If anybody thought he was just going to have a sub-1 ERA all year and strike out a million guys all season and be perfect, sorry to inform you that wasn't the case. I think he'll probably be fine coming off of this outing. And Snit's right. Like, as long as he's healthy, he's in the rotation going forward. Mm-hmm. He's earned that. But yesterday wasn't his best. He missed a couple pitches in spots that you can't miss to hitters like this, and they parked him. The other thing that's frustrating about it is you only gave up 2. If those are solo home runs like the Braves were, you can kind of live with that.
But
they weren't. They got guys on base, and so they're driving them in, and they're racking up the runs when they're hitting homers. Braves hit 3 home runs yesterday.
Yes, they did.
Braves hit 3 home runs. Most games are going to win those games. Frustrating thing is they're getting guys on base, and then they can't drive them in.
But when they're hitting home runs, they're not getting
guys on base, which is so similar to what we talked about last year. Like, because the Braves, even as bad as last year was, they were still, like, up tops of the league in terms of homers. The offense was still, like, pretty – it was okay last year. It wasn't great. It was okay.
Considering how it was the previous year.
Well, yeah, the previous year they hit 300 home runs and all that.
Yeah, but I think, and the thing with Schwelly yesterday, he got in trouble early on, too. I think that was the biggest thing. Early on in the game, they were getting base runners, and he found a way to fight his way and battle his way through those different things, obviously with some defensive help. But then it was like, eventually, like, okay, we got tape on this guy. You know how they always talk about with young players and how they succeed now? They got more than a year of tape.
Mm-hmm.
But when, like Snit said, when you're playing against these batters at this level, you got to figure out how to not give them the easy one. Nobody throws a perfect game all the time, but when you're tossing meatballs.
Yeah, I mean, you're missing up in the zone
that's their sweet spot
against guys like this.
Yes, their sweet spot.
Yeah, they're gonna park.
That's their sweet spot, and they're gonna catch up to it. But going back to this afternoon, Strider is going to start a little bit over an hour. I don't know what to expect. Meaning, you know, because that was the one thing early on with Spencer was what? His pitch high, his pitches would get high, mm-hmm. and so he'd be at 90, damn near the sixth inning. How does he work through that and everything?
Yeah, the good news is with the ramp-up period that they gave him, like, there shouldn't be a pitch count.
I know, I'm not saying pitch count, but
I know what you're saying. Yeah. I'm just saying just in terms of, like, where he's at.
Yeah,
he's a full go.
Yeah,
so when he goes today, he's a full go. So, yeah, hopefully he's able to keep the pitch count low and go deep into the ball game, because you're right. That has been something that even as good as he was, kind of would bite him every once in a while. Right. He'd get through five and give up one run or whatever.
Right.
But they're fouling off that because he gets them 0-2, 1-2, whatever, and then they start protecting the plate and fouling it off and fouling it off. That's what the Mets did to him a couple years ago, and he just couldn't get through four or five innings against those guys. I don't know if the Blue Jays have that kind of approach. I don't know if anybody has that kind of approach anymore, you know? Everybody's swinging for the fences all the time, and no one gives a damn if they strike out. As far as expectations go, like, I don't know. I'm trying to temper mine, but I can't.
Of course not.
Like,
I don't know.
I expect Spencer Strider to go out there and strike out 10 guys today.
We need some good news. We need some good, what does Bo call it? Gregory.
We need
some good Gregory.
We do.
Yes, we need some good Gregory.
We do. Like, almost nothing good has happened for this baseball team this year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The one consistent good thing that's happened at the plate, his ass is back here hanging out. Well, he's not hanging out. Getting treatment.
Who?
Marcel.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what is the best thing that's happened for the Braves so far?
Marcel Ozuna.
Okay. Sean Murphy coming
Sean
back.
Sean Murphy, definitely.
Schwellenbach's first couple starts, and not yesterday.
Luckily for, you know, Sean, they needed DH, so Sean Murphy got DH yesterday. Young kid had a nice hit.
Actually had a good game yesterday. Nice hit yesterday,
so yeah. But, yeah, I mean, he is one of those guys when we look to, like, how do we turn this thing around? He's like one of the guys at the top of the list.
Right.
Right.
And
he only pitches every 5 days.
But he's one of the best guys in baseball, and he does it in a way that is so
flair for the dramatic, baby.
Electric that, you know, again, like it's so hard to want to hang all of that on one guy who, you're right, only plays every 5 days. But, like, they need something.
They got something.
They need a spark.
Got some good.
I don't know if Spencer Strider going out there today and striking out 12 Blue Jays is it, or if it's just one win.
I'm going to be sparky.
And you win the series. But it's not going to hurt if that's what happens.
I'm going to be sparky, Bunk.
I know. But I'm so tempted to be like, this is it. This is what the team needs.
You,
Strider coming back and dominating today is what the
team needs.
Well, I just want to be because I want something good to happen.
Yeah.
The season sucks so far.
It does.
And last year sucked. So now we're on the second season of suck.
But I think you think in 2 days you had some good
suck
news.
Season two is not my favorite
you
series.
You know that Spencer's coming back. You got the good news about Ronald Acuna. He can start ramping up his activities. Still look like he'll be back sometime next month. But, I mean, yeah, you would like to see that one of the guys that we can't wait till they get him back, man. Even though he pitches every fifth day. But wait till we get him back. Spencer's one of those guys. Now, is he going to come? Is he going to come with the stash or the new beard look?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm obviously partial to the stash.
Yeah.
He broke onto the scene. He had people around town, myself included, wearing mustaches handsomely and confidently.
Giving away mustaches at the ballpark.
They were giving away mustaches. I mean, it was a phenomenon. It was a cultural phenomenon that almost all of us were swept up in. Most of us were.
Yeah, say most.
And I mean, not enough of us actually. If you really ask me, I think probably could have been a few more mustaches around here.
Say most.
Even Abe had a mustache one day. It wasn't good.
Don't remind me of that.
I think Abe got put on the list briefly for that mustache. But then he cut it off, and now he's off the list, so he's fine. It would be. I think it would be badass if Spencer Strider trimmed the rest of the hair off, came out there today with the mustache and the little. You got the little guy down there too, the little Doc Holliday. And was out there dealing.
You know, in Major League when Rick Vaughn turns around and the music that needs to be Strider, but with the mustache.
And he's got the, like, instead of the lame frames they gave him at first, he's got the black ones with the skull and crossbones on them. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Okay.
I don't know how you come out. Can he come out with his glove over his face or something so no one can see? And then when he gets ready to pitch, he reveals it. Pow!
That'd be so great. But we'll know in warm-ups.
Yes, true. No, but like, can he warm up? What are those masks that everybody wears now? The ones that cover most of your face?
Oh, like oh boy, on the what basketball? We NCAA. The kid that had like
No. I'm talking about like it's like a ski mask.
Oh, the Shiesty.
Yeah, yeah.
What is Shiesty?
Warm up in a Shiesty mask.
Can you see that?
And then hit the reveal like a luchador.
Like Rey Mysterio?
Yeah, exactly. Rey Mysterio us. I don't know. Do something. Do something. This season's such a bummer so far. Hawks got blown out last night. Trey got kicked out. Do something. It's like that meme of poking him with a stick. Help us out here. We'll come back. We'll talk a little NFL to kick off the noon hour on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.